Bring up a joyous feeling, perhaps a memory, a plan, an encounter, and feel the emotion within that. Sense of delight, gratitude, wonder, or whatever it might be. See where you might feel it in your body. What does it feel like? How is it changing? Can you experience it fully in the present moment without leaning forward into the future? I've got to get some more. I can't let it go anyway. If you see those kinds of reactions in your mind, settle back, come back into your body, feel the different sensations being born of that emotion in this moment. Bring up a difficult emotion. Let's say it's anger. In the same way, feel it in your body, the circumstances, the provocation, the plans for revenge don't really matter. In this meditation, we're focused on the feeling itself. So apart from the story, what does the anger feel like in your body? Or does it feel like it's a mood? It's just not one thing. It may be moments of sadness, moments of fear, moments of frustration, moments of helplessness. Just watch them arise and pass away to make up this emotion we call anger. Notice that neither the joyful state or the angry state is permanent, fixed, unchanging. You may find your attention going back to some story. First I'm going to do this, then I'm going to do that. If you can recognize that, just let it go. Come back to your direct experience in the moment. What am I feeling right now? And what does it feel like? What's happening? What's its nature? And even if you finished a formal session of meditation, see if you can bring some of the skill into your encounters throughout the day. What am I feeling right now? What does it feel like? What's its nature? Letting go of thought. In this meditation, you can sit comfortably or lie down. Close your eyes. Or if you're keeping them open, just find a spot in front of you and rest your gaze. Let it go and center your attention on the feeling of the in and out breath at the nostrils, at the chest, or at the abdomen. Just feel the normal, natural breath. And as you feel the sensations of the breath, you can make a very quiet mental notation of the breath. Breath. With the in breath and with the out breath. And when a thought arises that's strong enough to take your attention away from the breath, simply note it as not breath. It's not the breath, and you can recognize it in just that way. It doesn't matter if it's not the beautiful thought in the world, or the most terrible thought in the world, or the one you would never disclose to anybody else. It's simply not the breath. You don't have to judge yourself. You don't have to get lost in the thought or elaborate on it. You recognize it's not the breath. Very gently let it go and bring your attention back to the feeling of the breath. It's breath and not the breath. Some of your thoughts may be tender, caring. Some may be very cruel, hurtful. They're not the breath. See them, recognize them, let them go. Bring your attention back to the feeling of the breath. The thoughts are like clouds moving through the sky. Some are very light and fluffy looking, very inviting. Some are quite ominous and threatening, but they're not the breath. Just let them go. Our tendency is to grab onto a thought, build an entire world around it, or push it away, struggle against it. Here we stay even, balanced, calm, and simply recognize it's not the breath. Very gently let it go. Bring your attention back, one breath at a time. And when you are ready, you can open your eyes and relax.